Imagine picking the time and place that works for you, and college would just appear. With 100% online classes and personalized support, UMass Global helps you succeed in college wherever you are in life. Major in your future. Visit umassglobal.edu to apply.
Hi, this is Matt Mattern, host of A Climate Change. Tune in to hear thought leaders discuss the solutions to heal our planet. All of us can play a part. We can vote, consume less, get involved with local environmental organizations. Check out A Climate Change with Matt Mattern at aclimatechange.com or pick it up on iHeart, Spotify, and Apple, and learn how we can heal the world by taking action every day.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. This is going to be a little self-serving, but I'm really excited because our book, Growing Old Sucks, But It Doesn't Have To, How to Age with Attitude, is out and available. And you can go to Amazon.com to buy it for 99 cents. That's amazing. 99 cents. Growing Old Sucks. We've had some great feedback and reviews. If you go to latenighthealth.com, you'll see some of those. And we're very excited about the book. The book, of course, has a co-author whose name is Servette Hassan. Servette is on our line right now.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, our pleasure. Before we talk about the book, 3 years ago, you were under the knife. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was. And thankfully, I don't recall being under the knife. I do recall waking up afterwards, which is a good thing, because
yes.
They removed a lot of things I didn't even know I had. But all my female organs, but 40-something odd lymph nodes, because while I was under the knife, they sent the tumor to pathology, and I found out that I had cancer, or they found out I had cancer, the surgeon, and a very rare form of cancer, clear cell, which is very aggressive, and so she removed as much as she could. And I woke up 3 years ago today and found out that I did indeed have cancer.
Wow. What was that? I mean, first of all, you're recovering from a major surgery.
Yes.
And your body is wiped out. But when you were told you had cancer, what went through your head?
Well, I was very morphined, very morphined up at the moment, at the time when I came to. She said, "Wiggle your toes," and I was like, "Really? What exactly did we operate on?" But she dug down very deep for lots of lymph nodes, and she was afraid she might have nicked a nerve. And so, but it turned out I could wiggle my toes perfectly, and then my brother, who's also a surgeon, was there with his wife, and he was the one who told me I had cancer. And I kept saying, "Do I have cancer?" And he kept saying, "Yes, you have cancer." And I said, "Do I have cancer?" And then about the 99th time I asked, he said, "I'm not answering you anymore. It's true, and we'll talk about it later." That's
got it.
Where it got.
You talk about your recovery in our book a little bit.
Yes, I do. Growing Old Sucks, But It Doesn't Have To, How to Age with Attitude. The attitude part is where I went there, because honestly, without a great attitude, can't do much of anything, including recover from cancer, no matter what age you are.
Right? That's true. But also having that attitude of keeping going, of being joyful in life. You and I have talked about the curmudgeons, the people who sit on a couch, they're crusty inside and out, and they're just waiting to die.
That's true. There's a lot of people out there that are waiting to die. I also know a lot of dead people that are walking around as we speak. They don't have much life left in them, even if they're not waiting to die, they just aren't really living. There's a lot of those too. So I just decided that I had a choice. I was going to fight or not. And I decided that I was just going to do whatever I had to do to get through it. And if I didn't get through it, that was okay too. But that I was going to do my best to try. And actually really enjoy life to its fullest every day.
Today, when you wake up, I mean, today is a milestone in your life. 3 years of successful surgery, and then I think you had a six-month period of radiation?
I had 6 months of chemotherapy.
You didn't have radiation?
Because they were afraid that it was so close to my intestines that it would fry my intestines and that would kill me too. So they stuck to the chemotherapy that ended the December after my surgery. So I am 2.5 years cancer free.
And yay. I know that Yay is right. A couple of weeks ago, you went in for a scan and you got the news that you are indeed cancer free still, correct?
Correct. Yes. So onward and upward. I my surgeon does not get excited till you hit the 5 year mark, but I have close. So you know, every year is another notch on my belt here where I can say, okay, I'm still cancer free and going forward with attitude.
And I have to tell you, Servette has attitude. In our book, I actually thank Servette because I had an idea for this book at least 10 years ago, and I never did anything about it. And Servette kicked me in my tush and got me going on it. And I really appreciate that. What was the best part of writing this book for you?
For me, it just made me reiterate to myself and kind of realign myself with the fact that age is just a number, and it goes very, life is short, it's not a dress rehearsal, it goes very quickly, and I'm over 60, I don't mind telling people I'm 62. And I look great, I feel great, and I just feel like, you know, it's such a gift to have life that we shouldn't really waste it. And you don't have to go out and do big things, but just doing little things and being of service and giving back and enjoying your life to its fullest and loving and being loved, all those things just really came home to me. And to be able to write about it was not only fun, but very enlightening.
And talking to some of the people we interviewed, like Marvin, who's in his 90s and works 40-plus hours a week.
Yeah. And a great guy, by the way. He's funny and sharp and on top of it, and he said he's never going to retire. He just loves what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Are you going to retire?
Me? Never.
You?
No. I will die with a computer on my belly.
Got it. Hey, let's ask Daryl.
Wait, one more second, Mr. Grim Reaper. I've got just one more line here. Let me put that down, and then I'm ready.
All right. I wanted to ask Daryl, have you plans for retirement?
No, not necessarily. I mean, this is, what I do, and it's part of me, so... No, I really have not decided to pack it in at any time in the near future.
You know, I mean, taking off and traveling and things like that is one thing, but I want to come back and work, too. I love what I do.
And we can do it from anywhere in the world.
Yes, we can. Have Mike will travel. Ooh, I want to put that on a card. Well, our book is teetering right now, and by the time you hear this, we should be a best-selling book. We're just shy as we record this of being a best-selling book. And you can buy the book for 99 cents by going to Amazon.com and typing in Growing Old Sucks. That's Growing Old Sucks. And buying the book on for your Kindle, your iPad, or any kind of device. And if you want to learn more about the book, you can go to growingoldsucks.com. growingoldsucks.com. There's a video there that we produced, and there's also a link directly to our page on Amazon. Servette, as always, it's a pleasure to spend time with you, and because we're recording, I'm not being harassed and yelled at, and I thank you for that, not doing that here on the show.
Right. Thank you. I'll only beat you up in person, okay?
Yeah, right. I haven't seen Servette in what, 8 months or more? Anyway,
well,
thank you.
Pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. This is Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Late Night Health continues in just a few moments. Don't go away. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment. If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com. Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. And the background noise that you hear is with Robert Clancy, because he's on location someplace in Pennsylvania. And Robert, welcome back to Late Night Health. Robert, of course, is a regular contributor. Today, we're going to talk about the peaks and valleys of life. And you have an inspirational thought on that, Robert.
Yeah, the peaks of life are only there to show you how beautiful the valleys are below them, and you're not meant to spend too much time in either. Just drink in the precious views and perspective each brings you. And, you know, I thought about this, like, when you are experiencing difficulties or there's challenges and life comes at you, it's that faith that carries you through each of those moments. And you really, you know, you can drink in the views from either perspective, depending on how it is, but it's really, perspective is how you shape things. And I always think about, you know, your attitude.
I know that if we didn't have valleys, we wouldn't know the joy of the peaks. Would that be accurate?
And you also, if you didn't have the peaks, you wouldn't understand the joy of the valleys either.
There's, so give me an example of a valley of life.
Well, that would be, you know, a low point. And, you know, when you're stuck in the valley, for instance, you know, just physically put yourself in a valley. You can see a mountain in the distance. You might feel lost. You might have, you know, forest around you. You can't really see what's happening. And then you come into, you know, this perspective of, let's say you find that mountain. You know, you think, oh, the peak on that mountain, and the view must be amazing up there. And then you're in the mountain, and you're looking down at the valley, and you're going, oh, my God, that's amazing. It's beautiful. So the same things happen in life when you're going through a challenge. It's understand that when you're in a low point, there's still something beautiful to take in, and you're in still a beautiful place, no matter whether you're on that mountaintop or in that valley. So it's really an example of just how you shape it. And perspective is how you view the situation that you're in and try to find a silver lining, try to find something positive that's out of it, have a gratitude moment in those situations.
But if you're in that valley, you said that there are joys in that valley. And if you're at a low part of your life, a low point in your life, it's got to be extremely difficult. I know it is for me to see the light at the end of the tunnel, the joy of life.
Yeah, it's understanding the light at the end of the tunnel, but also, you know, that you're going to get through it. So as bad as so take every moment in your life to this point. Take the worst moment you've ever had. And in that moment, you were probably thinking, oh, my God, this is never going to end. It's horrible. I'm not going to get through this. And somehow you did. And now when you look back on it, it's not as bad as you thought when you have that perspective and the look back or that, hey, I made it through it. Maybe it was that bad, but you can still look at it that I made it through it and you have some sort of satisfaction, accomplishment, inner strength that came through from that. And it really comes to your faith.
Yeah, but you see that afterwards. You don't see it while you're there, generally speaking.
That's the point, yeah. And having that perspective in those moments and trying to be conscious of that, that think about that worst moment you did make it through and you can look back and say, yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Or you've got a new perspective on it now that you're in a different place in your life. So if you can present that when you're going through the next one, that eventually you're going to be on the other side of that, you're going to have that light in your life and it's going to shape things and you're going to come out okay.
Do you think most people accept that, understand that? Because that's a teaching that I think we have to learn. Almost everybody goes to that low point. The high points, we all understand. We get that. We want that. But that low point, whatever it might be, financial, health, the loss of a loved one, whatever that low point is, while you're there, it's, for me at least, it's hard to look up and remember the joy part, the joyful part.
Right, but the thing is to understand that in both of those moments, you're still experiencing that, and that when you're in that low point, that the same feeling can be achieved that you have in a high point, as long as you have the perspective of both situations.
I can think of some low points in my life, and I thought I'd never get out, but I did. Is that, in retrospect, as you just said, is that because I had the faith to believe that I would get out? Because I always thought I would get out.
Yeah, it's holding that and understanding, you know, how important it is in that moment to hold that space for yourself and to hold on to any faith that you have, because faith is translates into hope. So it's really about both of those and holding on to that, and that's what faith can create for you.
Do you think most people have faith? And somebody, I was just watching It was Christmas in July. So Miracle on 34th Street. And the mother says to the little girl something to the effect is that faith is believing in something when common sense says, you know, it's not possible. That's a hard...
That is exactly the point. So, yeah, having, you know, believing in that is, you know, faith is a direct translation of belief, and belief in something higher than yourself. And when you hold that space and understand that you are held and that you can get through those moments, and, you know, those that are listening, you know, today, it's really about whatever you're going through. You could be dealing with a serious health issue. You could be dealing with a family issue. You could be dealing with a lot of things. That's part of life. And then having perspective on that to understand that there is something good that comes out of every situation, no matter what that is.
The last couple of minutes of our show here, I wanted to thank Robert. He's been helping Servette Hassan and myself with our book, Growing Old Sucks. He's done a remarkable job at helping promote that, and we really appreciate that. I just wanted a comment, because you've read the book. You're in the book. Daryl, have you read it yet?
No, I'm going to buy it when we get off the air. I want to be the one that pushed the number over the top.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I appreciate that. Because Daryl's mentioned in the book, too. There's a nice, solid paragraph about Daryl. Did the book resonate with you at all? I know you're young, but...
Yes, it does. And you know, it's great to be part of that. And to, I was like, what you say is onward and upward. So that's really the key to it. And wishing you luck on that launch. And, you know, I should check it out. And it's got a great, you know, a lot of great tips in there. I love the chapters that are part of that whole collection.
Yeah, it's it was a project that is talking about lows. Writing is difficult. And, you know, writing short things is one thing. But writing a whole book is different. At least it is for me. And it's arduous. And it's lonely. And you always have a feeling in the back of your head saying something like, are people going to like this? Is this funny? Does this make sense? You know, all that. So, and then when you're finished with it, you go, whoa, it's done. Well, thank you for your help on that, and we invite you to visit growingoldsucks.com. And if you want information on Robert, you can go to guidetothesoul.com. That's guidetothesoul.com, and check out his books, all of which have been international bestsellers. Robert, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
And, all right. Yeah, it's great being on, and we'll see you then.
You got it. Go with love and light. I'm Mark Allen. Thank you very much for tuning in. During this COVID pandemic, stay safe, and most importantly, be healthy. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye for now. There's a lot of talk all over the internet about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Gresca's carbon 60 is the premium carbon 60, developed by an aerospace and NASA scientist. 95% of Gresca's customers report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Imagine more energy, better health, and more vitality. It's very bioavailable to quickly mend toxin crippled cells. This is a super powerful antioxidant. Bob Gresca is so confident that you'll love his carbon 60, he wants to send
send you a bottle at 50% off the regular price to see how life-changing this will be for you. Call 720-600-6040. That's 720-600-6040. Visit C-60.com to learn more. Call 720-600-6040 now or visit C-60.com.
Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Words are a critical aspect of success. How you get your point across is a crucial part of what makes anything sell. So do it right and hire a writer. Whether it's articles, blog posts, technical writings, website content, product descriptions, or ghostwriting anything from a novel to a nonfiction book about your navel, contact Servette Hassan. If you want it to sell, write it right. Email Servette at servette@servettehassan.com.
The holiday season is here again, and we know Southern Californians love to give and love to decorate. The house, the tree. Well, Rusnak BMW is here to help you decorate your driveway with a new car. Imagine the smiles on the faces of your loved ones when they see a brand new BMW in the driveway topped with a giant bow. Finish your holiday shopping now at rusnakbmw.com. Rusnak, it's that easy.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100. For a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.